Central Time. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Wisconsin's prison population has risen drastically since the 1990s, and the state's prisons are nearing capacity. We'll talk to a state lawmaker about his bills that aim to fix that problem.
First, since the mid-1990s, 17-year-olds in Wisconsin who commit a crime and are arrested are tried as adults in the state's court system. Lawmakers at the time saw this as a way to prevent young people from committing a crime.
Our next guest says the law hasn't worked out that way and that trying 17-year-olds as adults might not keep them from reoffending in the future.
State Senator Jerry Petruski joins us now. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 29th Senate District, which includes Marathon. He's introduced legislation that would allow 17-year-olds to be charged as juveniles for their first-time nonviolent offense. Senator Petruski, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
So, Senator Petruski, what's in this bill that you're proposing?
Well, it has a variety of names. 17-year-old juvenile bill, some call it the second chance bill. What the bill really does is it takes those first-time nonviolent offenders and keeps them in the juvenile court rather than going and getting shifted into the adult court.
And what prompted you to draft this legislation?
Well, I had a number of friends that were working on this through the years, and my hope is that we can finally get it done because there are a lot of positives to this bill.
And what do you see as the positives that could come out of this if it ultimately does pass?
Well, from all the studies I have seen, that if you keep these 17-year-old juveniles, again, first-time nonviolent offenders, that they have a less likely chance of reoffending. Some studies show 34%, some show as high as 50%. But it will keep the juveniles in the juvenile operation. It will give them the help and the counseling and the guidance that they need. Unfortunately, everything is about dollars, but if we can keep people out of the corrections, that's a long-term saving for the state, long-term for all of us. Plus, I think the most important thing is everybody probably makes mistakes in their lives, and once somebody is in the system, they're on CCAP, they have a hard time staying in school. They have a hard time getting accepted into college. They have a hard time getting into the military. They have a hard time finding a place to live, to rent. They have a hard time of getting a job. So this is really a problem for kids that sometimes do something stupid. And I think our goal should be to get them back on the right path and get them back into being valuable members of society.
So you represent the 29th Senate District, which does include Marathon. What have you seen, in your community with the impact of the Wisconsin law as it currently stands?
Well, this law has been in place since 1996, and a lot of the offenders really are young, and they did something stupid. I can understand if somebody did, a violent crime, but a lot of times this is just something stupid that kids have done, and they end up getting into the system, and, they have a hard time getting back out of that. And so if we can keep them from being swallowed up by the court system and corrections, I think they have a much better chance at life and of being a valuable member of society.
And so what kind of crimes do you see falling under the rubric of nonviolent in this legislation?
Well, sometimes somebody will maybe not pay fines. Sometimes they will do some minor damage, whether it's throwing a rock or whatever. Sometimes they're part of a group that does something wrong. The problem is that we need to keep them out of the criminal element, but we need to go ahead and get them back where they have, efforts are made to rehab, to make sure that they're going to school. They can mandate, attendance at school. They can keep parents involved in the life of the young person and, some responsibility within the family. Sometimes they have situations where they have a family that is not normally functional, but we can take steps to try to correct that. And I think it's just a good bill. We have run into trouble before with having enough money because everything takes money and it's going to be in the juvenile system. This bill, this time around, we're putting in an extra $5 million per year to make sure that the county has enough money to function with this. So I'm optimistic about getting it done this time.
We're talking to State Senator Jerry Petrusky right now. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 29th Senate District. That includes Marathon. And he has reintroduced some legislation that would allow 17-year-olds charged with their first-time nonviolent offense to be charged as minors. And this is not the first time that you have introduced legislation like this. It's had some difficulty passing in the past. Why do you see, and you kind of mentioned cost being an issue, but have there been other problems with getting this going in the past?
No, the biggest problem we ran into is the fear that the counties are not going to have the money to do it. And, you know, of course, they're under revenue limits. Their costs are continuing to go up. We've had a number of discussions on how we do this. We'll do it through Children and Families to determine which charges are, you know, the costs are legitimate. But I think this time we're putting in $5 million a year, but also with the ability to go beyond that if there are some unforeseen costs that can be justified.
There are some logistical issues that come with potentially changing the system as it is now. Do you see that being a simple change, or do you think that there could be some hiccups along the way if this passes?
No, I think it's really a simple bill because it comes down to first-time nonviolent offenders, and if we keep them in the juvenile system, of course, you know, the people are in place to handle that. I just think this bill, even though we're going to have to put some more money into the county, I think overall the state will come out better because we'll be keeping people out of the system. I think it's just a win all the way around.
And what have you heard from your colleagues on this bill?
Well, certainly has always been support for it. The money issue was really the roadblock that we were struggling with. And the last session, we pretty well had a deal, and all of a sudden something didn't go right. So we're approaching this with some optimism. We made some changes to the reimbursement route. And I don't know, like I say, I'm optimistic, and I think this time hopefully we will get this done.
And so even logistically, what's the timeline for even voting on this legislation?
Well, as you know, session probably will end in February or March or maybe even April. We don't really know. So, you know, we're running out of time in a hurry. But I think there is support. Last time we had a lot of co-sponsors. I didn't bother to count them this time. But I think that we could get to the finish line with this and get it to the governor's desk so he could sign it.
Well, Senator Petrusky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jay.
Senator Jerry Petrusky is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 29th Senate District. He joined us today to talk about new legislation he's introduced that would allow 17-year-olds in the state to be tried as juveniles when they commit their first-time nonviolent offense. Currently, the law tries them as adults.